Most of the time, in movies and video games and things like that, there are physical clues that you're dying. There's a high-pitched whine drowning out the sounds of the world, bringing your focus inward. There's a gauzy tint to the screen or a blood-red rim around the edges of your vision through the camera, reminding you of the blood that you're losing at that moment. Something. Dying for me was not like that. Mabel and Nolan were still there, still at full volume, still fighting over the book and the vial that had clattered to the ground after I fell back. Over the knife that was coated with my blood. I remember thinking it was very rude of them to keep fighting so loudly while I was right there, bleeding out and dying. I remember thinking it was funny that I was thinking that. Why would I care about rudeness in that moment? Why care about any of my surroundings? I was convinced the moment I stopped caring would be the moment I stopped hanging on to life. I thought it best to keep worrying about manners, or about the outcome of the fight, or about which theology would be right about death, or if all of them would be wrong. It was stupid, of course, to think that way. It didn't matter what I thought about or how concerned I remained about the state of things. I died anyway. And now I'm here. Back at the animal mortuary where I met you. Where all of this craziness that I thought I'd want to unravel caught up to me in the form of a man named Nolan Packett. Where the leaves pointed to the doorway in a sign of good fortune. I'm here. I'm dead and I'm not dead and I'm here and I have no idea what happened to the book or the vial or Mabel or Nolan. I'm just here. Where you brought me back and I...
Vera?
Amy? What is it? What's happening?
Vera, I really hope you can hear me. Vera, I'm so sorry. I don't know what to do anymore.
Amy, I can hear you. Breathe. Tell me what's happening.
Vera, it's your mother. I went to your house because I thought she deserved to know what happened to you, and she's gone.
Gone?
She isn't there, Vera. You said she never moved, but she isn't there.
No. No, 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 no. That does not happen. My mother is a stone. She's a stone. She's dead weight. Stone does not move. An immovable object does not decide to just leave.
I think maybe one of them took her. Mabel or Nolan, or maybe whatever was holding her there was cut off.
Mabel's curse. If Nolan won, would she be free? Would she become living again? Become a person? Finally, a person, and now that I can't even talk to her?
I'm sorry, Vera, but we'll find her, I'm sure.
And then what? I'm still dead. Nolan or Mabel or both are still out there.
We'll find her, Vera, and I have this.
The vial? You have the vial? Where did... How...
It's the vial, Vera. I got it, and I think I can...
The vial. Give it to me.
Nolan?
It's still bound to Vera. You can't touch it.
You're an idiot. Amanda, is it? Vera died, all right? The seventh generation is fallen, which means the blood is free.
Which means it is free to return to me.
Forget it. It's free to be bound to me forever this time. You can deal with your dumb curse somewhere else. I'll find words that'll kick you into a realm where you cannot speak, so you cannot bother me.
She's not dead. She's dead, but I brought her back.
Once fallen, once risen again, still severed.
Yeah, your party trick necromancy isn't enough to keep anything tied to her. Give it up! I should have brought that stupid knife. Then you could have both died by the same blade. My family always had a knack for poetic drama.
The vial, it is my blood, and I shall have it again.
Not happening. Just hand it over. This doesn't concern you or your lover anymore.
Amy?
Vera, I think...
Amy, just give Nolan the vial. He deserves to have it. His soul needs to rest, and my family should never have taken it. It's caused so much grief to so many people.
Vera, before you vanished, before the book vanished, I read some of the writing.
Enough with the talking! I know three separate spells that'll be enough to slit your throat if you don't hand me the vial. I'll tell you what. I'll count to three. Like an elementary teacher. One.
I only had time to rip out one page, but the fates were on our side, Vera.
Amy, just give Nolan the vial.
Two.
It was a note from your great-great-great-grandmother, from Vanya. She found out some of the uses of the blood. Other than its properties of invincibility and longevity, it can be used to bring someone back to life.
It belongs to me. We demand rest.
Amy, please, I don't need... I'm already dead, Amy. We can just walk away from this now. We can figure out a different way. Just give Nolan the vial, Amy. Just...
Three.
No!
What have you done?
You idiot!
Amy? Vera, what did you...
That vial was mine! Eternal life!
Escape from the mortal coil.
Shut up!
Vera, hold on. Amy?
Don't worry. I figured out how Mabel could teleport and do that time rift thing, and I'm pretty confident we're safe.
Amy?
Vera, I'm so glad you're okay. I didn't know if this would work, and I mean, I hoped. I'm just so glad that you're okay.
Amy, you shouldn't have done that.
What?
You shouldn't have brought me back. We could have figured out a different way.
But...
Now Nolan and his ancestors, they can never be laid to rest. He won't give up until he has revenge for that. Mabel will keep hunting us for the same thing. We can't hide here forever.
No, but...
Amy... Amy, you shouldn't have brought me back.
What did you want? For me to just give up on you? To let you just die or stay in the shadows of a pet cemetery for all eternity? Maybe. Maybe I shouldn't have brought you back. But I like you, Vera. Nolan doesn't deserve to wallow on this earth forever, but neither do you. I chose to bring you back, and that's done. We can hide until we fight them, or we can give up and make it all for nothing.
Okay, so we fight them.
We fight them.
How exactly do we fight them?
No idea.